I believe in the future of farming with a faith born not of words but of deeds. I remember learning that in my freshman agriculture class with my VOAG teacher. But it wasn't until I was an alumni helping one of our students prepare for the National Creed Speaking Contest that I really got reconnected with the creed and what it really had to say. A faith and belief in the future of agriculture that isn't just spoken, but with action taken. That's what my life has been all about. My dad taught me that hard work and determination are more powerful than any other tool in my toolbox. Growing up with my four siblings on a small family dairy farm taught me about family values and what kind of man I want to become. My mom taught me that as a young 4-H'er to stick up for what was right and just and go after my dreams. She taught me how to, as a young 4-H'er, how to make the best better. My wife and kids are my pride and joy. They bring me happiness, satisfaction, and have taught me the true meaning of love. They are the foundation for which my house is built on. Today, farmers represent less than 2% of the population. Sometimes the other 98% question the methods and technology that we employ today in our agriculture production. They want to learn and understand how their food that they purchased was raised. A research study by Melansky in 2011 asked consumers about their attitude toward the way food is grown and raised, to which 42% of the respondents were favorable. The same group was asked about their attitude toward farmers and ranchers who prepare and raise the food, to which 75% were favorable. Consumers want to connect with us. They want to know how their meat and milk was raised. Who better to tell our story than us? It is our job to engage the public in a thoughtful debate about things like organic production, GMOs, and antibiotic use. We need to share our own values and motives with them. It starts by educating our kids at the elementary level. Help them gain a basic understanding of where food comes from and how it got to their dinner table. No other profession is nobler than feeding someone. I am truly honored and humbled to receive this prestigious award. In fact, I didn't even know that I was nominated for it until I had got the call that I had received it. But the work I do is not exceptional, it's necessary. Through partnerships with Michigan State University, Farm Bureau, 4-H, and FFA, I have a countless list of volunteers that help me do the work that I do. What partnerships can you forge? What differences can you make in your community? I'll end my remarks with a final quote from the FFA Creed because it really has become a foundation for the way I try to live my life. I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community, which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task. That last paragraph of the creed means a lot to me, but before I close, there's something else I wanted to say, something profound that happened to me just today. I got up this morning, flew here to D.C., went to the noon luncheon mix and mingle, and then I found myself a little bit of time this afternoon. So I decided to get some exercise and go out and walk, and I found myself at the Washington Monument and then the Lincoln Memorial and then to the Vietnam Veterans Wall. And as I walked slowly by that wall, gazing at all of the names on that wall, I noticed an elderly gentleman looking at that wall. And he reached up and touched a name on that wall, and he looked down at the ground and he began to cry. And that made me realize that I'm being recognized for the accomplishments and achievements here tonight, but the only reason I'm here tonight is because of the sacrifices that our men and women have provided to us, and I'm very grateful for that. So based on that, I would like to accept this award on behalf of them. Thank you.